Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about how to prepare for a changing economy. So unbeknownst to many, our economy is already headed for the next major dip. It's not here yet, but you can get prepared for this with some good strategies now. And after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that we now have our pre-order special for the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters available now. This is the one time each year that we offer this pre-order special. We do this so we can get enough money together to actually print the books. So this is your chance to actually save money. Go to our website now at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link under What's New to pre-order the 2011 guide. You can save on both the printed and online guides and the newsletters for 2011. This pre-order special lasts until April 5th, but many people forget to do this and miss out on our once-a-year special, so do it now while you remember. I also want to let you know that due to our current cycles, I'm offering Mars retrograde consultations through March 10th. These are half-hour consults focused on what direction you want to take for the next 2 years, and they can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment issues. To schedule, call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, let's talk about those earthquakes, an 8.8 earthquake in Chile last Saturday and a 7.0 earthquake in Japan last Friday, February 26th. Plus, this is just weeks after Haiti's earthquake. Now, do you remember that I've been telling you for some time now to be prepared for emergencies? I want you to have some extra food, water, batteries, blankets, and other emergency supplies on hand in case you need them. That's because we're in multiple earth-changing cycles this year, one of which originally started in late 2008. But these multiple earth-changing cycles will reach their crescendo this summer and into the fall. And if you've heard me talk about the cardinal climax, which is going to peak at that time, you know we're headed into a year that's filled with revolutionary energies combined with earthquake energies, combined with structural transformational energies, combined with war or breakthrough energies. And they're all coming together at once this summer. So are you getting the picture yet? It's time to do a bit of stocking up because we have no way of knowing when or where these earth changes will occur. We can only know that it's a very high probability for this year, and it's already happening. So please take this situation seriously and get your emergency supplies ready. We can't know how or when we might need them, but if ever there was a time to be prepared, it's now. So put this on your to-do list and get some extra food and supplies for your pets, too. Now, on to some better news. We have a delightful cycle now that's in range, and it's associated with expanding ourselves via books, workshops, new ideas, and travel. This cycle is Mercury conjunct Jupiter, and it's full of fun and trickster energy, too. So don't be surprised if someone plays a joke on you. It's a great time to take those rubber chickens to work and use them to release tension there. Get out this weekend and take in some new ideas. This cycle peaks on March 7th and stays in range through March 11th. Next, Venus is having some interesting conversations with the other guys. Venus moves into Aries on this Sunday, March 7th. This is a sign where Venus is in warrior mode. It's not a good sign for her, actually. As soon as she gets there, though, she trines Mars. Then she opposes Saturn and squares Pluto. We could see some energy for love with the Venus trine Mars, but some aspect of that is being reconsidered since Mars is still retrograde. Venus opposite Saturn and square Pluto is challenging for the stock markets and all financial situations. If you're in the process of making a deal, wait until after this mess is over and we're just past the new moon, which occurs on March 15th. Now, next, beginning March 9th, we have a cycle coming into range that's terrific for doing something unusual or different. This cycle is Sun conjunct Uranus. Uranus is the planet of unexpected changes, so expect to do something different. This cycle is also very favorable for technology, innovation, website development, anything metaphysical or alternative. And it's also associated with leaders taking unusual or unexpected actions. It's also common to feel restless, like you're itching to get out of Dodge. This cycle peaks on March 16th and stays strongly in range through March 19th. Now, we still have a little bit of the energy for growth and expansion with this. This is the cycle Sun conjunct Jupiter in Pisces, and it's one of the best high-growth cycles there is. This cycle already peaked on February 28th, but it stays in range through March 8th. So I hope you've been using this energy to re-promote products or services that need a boost. And it's also great for traveling, learning, or expanding yourself in many ways. So do what you can to expand yourself this weekend. It's also a terrific healing energy, and hopefully we'll find ways to use this energy to heal Chile and Haiti's earthquakes. Now, we're also at the tail end of a cycle associated with unexpected money and or love. This is Venus conjunct Uranus, which has already peaked, but it's still in range through tomorrow, Saturday, March 6th. The cycle can be terrific for getting unexpected money and especially winning it. Now, last week's guest, Gail Howard, told us how to win the lotto, so listen to that in the archives and make use of this cycle before it's over. Okay, it's time to discuss Mars retrograde for the last time, I hope, which is still with us through next Wednesday, March 10th. And whew, we are finally getting through this cycle, which started on December 20th. But here's the kicker. Mars is essentially standing still at the moment at 0 degrees of Leo. This means that if there are any unresolved anger, resentment issues, or grudges you're holding on to, then now is the time to get them out from under the rug. It's time to clear the air and get things sorted out in a better way. Everyone needs to get their needs met, and you can't make a life of putting down your own needs under that rug. So, because that only leads to depression and other forms of breakdown. So take some advice from the universe and use this time to clear the air and make some needed changes. If you haven't gotten the book Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg, I highly recommend it as a tool to help you handle the issues that are coming up now. And you can read the first chapter for free online at his website, which is www.cnvc.org. That's C as in Charlie, N as in Nancy, V as in Victor, C as in Charlie.org. Now, I know that some of you are still wondering where you're headed for the next 2 years, and that's the primary purpose of this cycle. We're supposed to take stock of what we've been doing, plus what we most love to do, and see if we're headed in the right direction. Now, even though we've had this cycle since late December, there are still many of us floundering around at getting this done. So I want to let you know that you still have a little more time to finalize your plans. Mars goes direct on March 10th, but it doesn't actually move off that 0 degrees of Leo until March 21st. And even then, it doesn't get into new territory until May 17th. So just know that you still have some time to get your ducks in order and get your plan together for the next 2 years. And speaking of planning, we have additional help now for this because Mars is sextile to Saturn. What a terrific opportunity we have with our planning. Mars sextile Saturn is great for research, for gaining clarity about what you want and how you want to approach getting there. It's a terrific tool for getting organized, too, and it's strongly in range now through April 2nd. So use this time well, and you'll be miles ahead. Now, for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide, this week your tip is this. Heads up, everyone. Tomorrow on Saturday, March 6th, then Monday, March 8th, and Tuesday, March 9th, all those days have orange final result codes. This means that something you expect to come together on those days will probably fall out. By that, I mean it won't come together. It won't happen. This can occur in a number of ways, so don't schedule important activities on a day with an orange final result. Wait for a green final result. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in a box at the top right of the home page. So get signed up today. And how can you prepare for a changing economy? We haven't hit the second dip in our economy yet, but we will. When I come back after this short break, I'll give you some tips for how to prepare for our changing economy. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 Good Timing Guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 Good Timing Guide today.
Do you suffer with a health condition you can't move forward from? How would you feel if you woke up each day to better health? It's time to ignite your inner healer. We all have within us an amazingly powerful tool called our inner healer, and it is waiting to go to work for you today. Our bodies are our best authority when it comes to our health and healing. When we change our mind, we change our life. Visit Dr. Kell at AskDrKell.com today and wake up to better health tomorrow. That's AskDrKell.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate No. 9. Chocolate No. 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. No. 9 contains no refined sugar. No. 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate No. 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about how to prepare for a changing economy. And after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, since we've started the cycle of Pluto in Capricorn back in 2008, we've seen the economy reel from failing banks, failing insurance companies, and failing auto companies, and plenty more. We've seen lots of small businesses suffer from the lack of funding from banks. Plus, we've seen enormous bailouts by taxpayers around the world to keep the mess from falling apart in dramatic ways. But these challenges, these financial failures, are just now being transferred to the various countries who did the bailouts. At the moment, we're in a relatively calm period. We still have our challenges, but we're moving forward. Most of us are hanging in there. 90% of us still have jobs or we're self-employed. But this isn't going to stay calm for the rest of the year. And now is the time to prepare for the changes ahead. So let's talk about the big issues that have surfaced recently in Greece, Ireland, Portugal, Spain, and now the UK. These countries are basically the early warning signs of what's to come. Essentially, these countries have too much debt compared to the amount of wealth they produce each year. It would be like you or me going off to the store every day and spending $1,000 more per day than we earn. We wouldn't be able to do that for too long before the banks and credit card companies would shut us down. But it's a different story when you're a country. Countries can tax their citizens, and so they've often been thought to be a source of revenue that cannot run dry. But even countries have their limits, and we're now at the point where those limits are appearing. We're going to see this happening to more and more countries. Now, so what? You're probably asking. We don't live in any of those countries, so what's the big deal? Well, the big deal now is that investors can bet against the debt of any country in the world, and they often make piles of money doing so. Of course, when that happens, it means that country ends up paying more and more to refinance their debt. Plus, the cost to insure that debt against default gets higher and higher until it reaches astronomical prices. So what does this have to do with you and me? Well, if you're a citizen of the United States, you ought to know that the U.S. is the largest debtor nation in the entire world. What we're watching happen to Greece, Spain, Portugal, and U.K. is going to happen here. It's just a matter of time, and not too much time at that. We'll probably see the U.S. hit the wall later this summer between June and October. It especially looks like a really tough situation for the U.S. in August of this year, which is only 5 months away. Now, what exactly could happen to the U.S. and our dollar if the U.S. hits the wall? First of all, it's definitely possible for the U.S. to default on its treasury bonds. Does that sound impossible? Well, it's not. You may have read the article about a year or so ago about that the Obama administration was saving the country billions and billions and billions of dollars each year. But lo and behold, the savings amounted to only a couple of days worth of interest on the national debt. Essentially, our country is in the vertical portion of a hockey stick curve when it comes to the impact of interest on our debt. At some point, the interest owed will be more than the entire budget. That's the impact of compounding interest. At some point, the interest becomes more than the amount owed, and this is when defaults usually occur. But would the U.S. default on its treasury bonds now? It's certainly not impossible, but I would give that potential only a 50% probability. It's actually a strong potential for a few years downstream, too. What's more likely is that investors could decide to start betting against the U.S. being able to repay its debt. This can happen in two ways. Investors can buy credit default swaps, which are basically a bet that the government won't be able to pay off its debts. These increase in value as the risk of default increases. Investors can also short the value of U.S. Treasury bonds, which typically would fall in value when the borrower, which is our federal government, is in trouble. Now, in addition, considering the cycles of the U.S. government, it's likely that the rating services will downgrade the ratings for our U.S. Treasury bonds. This will mean that the U.S. will have to pay a higher rate of interest than it does now, making the debt even more expensive. Moody's has already warned the public that the U.S. debt may be downgraded due to the high levels of U.S. government debt for 2010. That would cause the government to be even further in debt. These type of situations often have a cascading effect, and that's why it's such a major issue. If Moody's downgrades U.S. Treasury bonds, that would throw panic into the stock and bond markets. Now, did you hear that? That's exactly what we're likely to experience later this year as the cardinal climax peaks in late July and throughout August and into September and October. Now, I remind you, the cardinal climax is a culmination of revolutionary energies combined with earthquake energies, structural transformation energies, and either war or breakthrough energies. These all occur at the same time this summer during the cardinal climax. A lot of changes can and will happen very rapidly this summer, and many of those changes will be economic in nature. So, how can you prepare for what looks like a second potential downturn in the economy, which could be even harder to recover from? We could see the stock market go low for another 2 to 3 years in reaction to the situation. We could see the bond markets fail, too. We could see gold increase dramatically later this year and next year, since the value of the dollar would definitely be on a downslide if these things occur. So what are some possible ways to prepare for a scenario like this? First of all, don't be in fear of this happening. I know it sounds terrible, but what's happening is that all the unsustainable parts of our economy are failing so we can start over and create a sustainable one. This has to happen before we could move forward in a positive way, and that is likely to include some countries defaulting on their debts. Other countries may pitch in to help those countries out. We'll have to see if that happens. But the last thing you want to do is have a Chicken Little mentality. Let's not see this as the sky is falling. Let's see this as the needed cleanup we have to do. Now, next, be sure you have some gold. I would even consider having 15 to 20% of gold in your portfolio. It's likely to double by the end of 2011 or maybe sooner. If your portfolio is in an IRA or a 401k, buy a gold electronically traded fund. These are also known as ETFs, and they trade on the stock exchanges just like stocks. They're the equivalent of buying a share or a slice of a gold bar. So two of the gold ETFs are GLD or IAU. GLD is the largest one that I know of, and it's based in the UK, but you can buy it here in the States. And but if you're able to buy gold coins, such as gold eagles, gold buffaloes, gold maple leaves from Canada, gold Krugerrands, etc., then do your best to buy them soon before they keep going up further. I'm pretty sure we've seen the last of our dip in the price of gold for this year, and I expect it to keep going up from here. We'll see what happens this summer and how high the price of gold gets, but I believe we'll see gold peak well above $2,000 per ounce. That probably won't happen this year, but it's likely to occur by the end of 2011. This year, gold could go up to about $1,800 per ounce. We'll see how fast that happens. Other metals will go up as well, such as silver, platinum, palladium, copper, etc. Now, next, let's talk about other strategies for investing. Would it be safe to be in the stock market trying to do the typical buy and hold strategy? I don't think this is a good idea at all, because you're likely to lose a lot over the next few years. If you've gotten back most of your stock losses, get out while the getting is good. The stock market is essentially another bubble that was driven up by the banks using our taxpayer money to invest in the markets instead of loaning money to businesses. It's going to burst again, and there's no point being in it when it does. Then invest in inverse ETFs or electronically traded funds, which basically bet that the stock market will go down again. If you're invested in energy companies, I would probably stick with those stocks, but realize they could go down in value too. Also, get out of all long-term bonds and shift into short-term bonds if you haven't done this already. Especially, don't be in any long-term treasury bonds, since one of the top financial astrologers in the world predicted that the U.S. would default on them by 2015. Invest in some currencies. The Australian and Canadian dollars are better investments than the U.S. dollar, the pound sterling, or the euro. Some of the emerging market currencies could be a good investment too, and probably also the Japanese yen. And consider investing in real things. Property values are low now, so it's a great time to buy land and houses or upgrade your own home. Stock up on things that you will need in the future. Invest in your community. Invest in local companies that will create jobs in your area. Whatever you do, Now is the time to prepare for our second dip in the economy before it actually occurs. And we'll get through this if we're prepared. So don't worry. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. This is something to prepare for, not to be afraid of. And once we're prepared, it'll be easy. Okay. Now, do you have a question for me? After the short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you tired of just surviving? Would you like to learn how to thrive? Make 2010 the start of a whole new you. Take charge by enrolling in your own personal boot camp offered by Sharon Roy of Raising Grace Coaching. In just 28 days, you will learn how to rise above your emotions and follow your heart to a life of peace, joy, and purpose. You will tap the power of your own imagination and higher wisdom to create emotional breakthrough strategies that work for you. Start thriving today. Visit raisinggrace.com or call 401-588-1799.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. 2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And if you're interested in gaining clarity about where you're headed for the next 2 years, call me right away for one of my 30-minute Mars retrograde consultations. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's run off the phone lines. We have Sarah calling in from Northeast Tacoma. She had a question about, well, she's in a new biz and with some partners, and she's at, well, you know, at times it gets a little sticky with situations and what's going on the home front there. So her birth information is 10-18-50 at 8:57 a.m., and she was born in Seattle, and she just wants a little bit of clearing, or maybe we can work things out here with the new business. So, Sarah, welcome to Cosmic Connections.
Thanks.
Sarah.
Hi.
What kind of business are you working on?
Well, it is a wellness business. I've done massage for years and years, and I'm now doing some biofeedback.
Great.
And it's the quantum.
You have partners in this business now, so they are what, other people who do wellness type
other
work?
Other healing modalities. Right.
Okay.
Right.
And what kind of issues are showing up?
Well, you know, the classical power tripping thing.
I see. Okay. Okay. Let me have a look here. I'm sorry?
Yeah. There is a lot of harmony, but, you know, there's a particular person that I'm dealing with that seems to always want it her way, and I thought we were beyond that in where we are with our evolution here. But anyway, I'm just wondering if there's something here that I'm not seeing, and it feels like a sort of a temporal place for me. It feels like I might not be there that long. I almost feel like maybe I was there to help ground down a certain energy that needed to happen. So anyway.
Well, you're having a Mars retrograde in the ninth house and of things like belief. And so you've had probably some reconsidering going on of not just, I'm not talking about just religious belief. I'm also talking about things that are related to, you know, what you believe about life in general. And how life works and that kind of thing. Kind of more of a philosophical framework, if you will.
Yeah.
So at this point in time, you're having a situation where there probably are a fair number of anger issues coming up for you. And it's actually a gift from the person that's bringing them up for you to help you get them out from under the rug and let you look at them in a new way and resolve them, because they're not just from this one person. You see, there are things that have been there before that you didn't perhaps recognize. You know, how we tend typically stuff things under the rug, you see. And you leave
didn't
them
get learned before. So
what's that?
Did not get learned before properly.
Right. Didn't get learned before. Didn't, you know, get handled in the best way possible, you see. So now, have you got the book Nonviolent Communication?
Well, you know, I know of that because I started in some classes where I lived formerly, and so I know of that.
It's fairly tricky, to tell you the truth.
It is. I know.
It is tricky because the trick is not to close down the other person's heart chakra. Yeah, while you're explaining, you know, what you're observing and what you're feeling. You have to own your own feelings and not put them on any responsibility for them on the other person. And you have to be willing to admit to your own needs and make your requests. So this is what I would recommend, is that you get, the process sounds relatively easy, but I would recommend you run to the nearest bookstore and get that book and then start working with it, because this is trying to bring up issues that are hidden for you. Your Leo and Aquarius signs are intercepted in your chart, so it's hard for you to access this information. So your emotional nature typically is you want to think your feelings, you see, rather than feel them. You'd rather sort of analyze them rather than feel them, you see.
Right, hard, I understand. Totally.
You understand, yeah. Yes. It's not something that you're comfortable doing. And so this process is important for you to really get in touch with your feelings so that you can actually admit your feelings. And you may not actually know what they are, you know, unless you really get down to it, you see. So I would work with this because it's a very big issue right now. It's going to stay big through the end of the month. And, you know, it's not moving away for a while. So that means to me, you know, you have some time, a little bit of time here to get this handled.
Okay, and so would this also relate to my personal life as well?
Yeah, it would probably also relate, perhaps. Do you have any, I don't know, possibly brothers or sisters or family members that you have challenges with? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You know, siblings always push the buttons, don't they? Come on, let's throw a little more here.
You know, most of us have contracts with these people for them to help us, you know, to get to the bottom of these issues. So they're playing their role, their script, so to speak. See, that's what your partner is doing for you.
My biz partner, yeah.
Yeah, your business partner is playing that role, too.
Yeah. All righty.
Okay.
It's always about moving us higher, isn't it?
It's always us. And, you know, basically other people are just showing us the energies that we're not able to see in ourselves.
Right.
You see, exactly. And so they're just reflecting back our energies to us so that we can become familiar with them.
Okay,
I know it's hard.
Thank you. Oh, you know what? It's always the same, though. You know, it's just, it is what it is. It's always a smear thing. So
yeah.
I do get that. Okay, Madeline, thank
good.
You.
Good, I'm glad that helped.
All right.
Thank you for
Bye-bye.
Calling in.
Thanks very much, Sarah, for calling in. It's leave another number here. It's 1-800-980-2819 for the Dr. Pat Show and Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And as we wait, the phone call's coming in here. Madeline, you got a couple of minutes before the break.
Oh, my God, that's incredible. So can we look at Benny's chart?
Oh, if you want to.
I would love to look
Actually,
at Benny's
let's
chart.
Let's do that, because I remember last time we didn't get finished
we
up
We didn't
on.
Get to do
uh-uh.
that. No.
Nope.
So tell me what your data is here.
Okay. Don't you have it saved? You should have it saved.
Probably.
All right. All right,
what is it?
1-4-77.
January 4, 1977, okay.
Yep, 4:30 p.m.
4:30 p.m.
And it was in Soldotna, Alaska. S-O-L-D-O-T-N-A.
N-A, Alaska.
You got
oh,
it.
My goodness. I remember this chart.
Oh, here it comes.
Yep. Okay, here we are. Benny has been having...
A wild year.
Love challenges.
Wow. Well, that'd be said.
Okay. Well, very interesting. You have been rethinking this whole Mars retrograde about yourself, your own needs, you know, what those needs are, and how that relates to your ability to be in relationship with other people.
Okay.
And does that sound right, that you've been up to something like that?
Well, yes, but it's not as a sneaking approach, I guess, how you say up
no,
to
no,
something.
No, no, no,
oh,
not
okay.
sneaking. No, no, just rethinking it.
Oh,
just
yes,
just rethinking
yes.
it, yeah.
Yep.
Just,
mm-hmm.
you know, what your needs are and you know, really...
I've been reanalyzing, yes.
Yes, okay. Exactly. What your personal needs are when you're in relationship with other people.
Uh-huh.
Now, this cycle, let's see, is showing at the moment what I would call an adjustment in relationships.
Okay.
Okay, so you have the potential for there to be that conversation to express to somebody what those needs are.
Okay.
And then perhaps for that relationship to start off in a slightly different direction.
Oh, okay.
So that is one of the hot possibilities. And you have another one. It's not quite here yet, but it will be next month, and that's a second adjustment. And you're just probably going to be making some adjustment in terms of your work, perhaps, or your day-to-day life, and how those relationships interface with your day-to-day work and your day-to-day life.
Okay.
So is there anything about your work that is... and you don't have to answer this, obviously. I know we're running out of time, but you can think about whether or not there's anything about your work that would give you more energy. Anything that you could do or change in your job that would give you more energy.
Well, there is, but we're going to a break. You might have to hit me back up on that one.
So do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls that I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 good timing guide today.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance. Shirley, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep. Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamental evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden, Britain's get happy guru with a feel-good philosophy that will make your heart smile. Three men and a lady. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. That's BELLASpark.com. Buy series tickets for the men and get $10 off the lady. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine and three extraordinary men. Visit bellaspark.com.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat three servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and if you would like to call, call now at 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And that number again is 1-800-930-2819. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and to wrap up before we went to the break, you had asked me if, you know, things are kind of changed around work and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, I've had a few changes here. Some of the shows have moved on to bigger and better things, and I miss those shows dearly. So my scheduling here at the station's again, you know, kind of fluctuated, I guess, a little bit more relaxed than what I was used to. So it also gives me a little more time to, you know, be my usual Capricorn self and think a lot, which I'm really, really good at.
That's great. Well, I'm glad to hear those are positive changes.
Yeah, no problem, because a lot of people out there wanted to know, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, good.
All right.
Thank you, Benny.
You're welcome. Let's head off to our phone lines. We have Tamala calling in from Snoqualmie, and she had a question about her job. She's currently employed. She loves it. She's just maybe thinking about something different. She likes energy work. She's thinking about that. So let's see what the chart has to say for her. Her information is 8/26 of 70s. That's August 26th of 1970. At 2:53 p.m. in St. Charles, Missouri. So, Tamala, welcome to the Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Thank you.
Hi, Tamala.
Hello.
Now, what kind of work did you say you're doing?
I'm in sales.
You're
actually
in sales?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How long have you been
real
in sales?
Real estate for 8 years and medical sales for one, kind of doing both because of the market.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's very interesting because right now you're having what we call a career peak. And this probably started for you late last year. It's scooting off just a little bit. It's going to come back again in a few more months. And so you have another shot at this career peak. We only get career peaks once every 29 years. So it's a relatively strong period for you career-wise. But having said that, there is a potential after, this is probably in the fall, I'm going to say roughly without looking, it's probably sometime in September, possibly late August, that you may be at a point where there's something that you find intolerable that needs changing. And or something that you just feel like, you know, you've had enough of this and you're ready for something different. So that is a possibility that could happen, even though you are at your career peak. It's very challenging in a sense to totally give up what you've been doing when you hit your career peak, you see, because you've developed a certain level of expertise and certain contacts and resources within your industries that make you more valuable than if you were to start over in something completely new. So it's usually not advisable to leave the industry or to leave the exact type of work that you're doing. You may scoot up to a higher position, you know, like salespeople might move up to being a sales manager, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be valuable for you to go off necessarily and, you know, start like a whole new career in something completely different, because it would essentially mean that it would take another 29 years for you to have that career peak again.
Gotcha. Okay.
See? So it's not impossible, you know, for you to have that second career peak in 29 years, but because you will still probably be, you know, in the workforce at that time. But, you know, you could have more benefit if you stayed in your existing industry or, you know, existing type of work. You see, you might move up to a sales manager position or something like that. But does that make any sense?
Yep.
It does. Have you thought about any kind of changes?
Well, I would like to transition over to doing healing, healing energy work. My background before sales was nursing, and so I wanted to get back into that with just healing, taking the alternative medicine approach to it.
How long were you in nursing?
For 10 years prior to that. And I do hypnosis and Reiki now, but I'd like to do that more and get away from the sales because it's not true to my essence.
Right, I
sales.
See.
Yeah.
So you did nursing for 10 years, and how long have you been doing hypnotherapy and Reiki?
For about two.
2 years.
Plus
wow.
Years, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not impossible that you could make the transition, but it would be hard to make it, you know, this would be a harder time to make it during this, you know, career peak.
Okay.
But you could perhaps leverage that 10 years in nursing into the career peak.
Yeah. Okay.
See?
Great.
And make it that way. Now let me just look one more place here to see if there's something else I need to tell you about this. Your Venus. Let's see here. You know, you're pretty well set up for having what I would call good experiences in your career situation in terms of, you know, having support for it. But right at the moment, there's a little bit of challenge because there's the economy is a little bit unstable, shall we say.
Right.
And so, you know, as you're making this transition, I would keep that in mind, you know, and perhaps you can find yourself a way to do, you know, 4 days a week of sales and then 3 days a week of sales. And then 2 days a week of sales, that kind of a thing.
Gotcha. Okay. Wean off.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Take care.
Okay. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Love is the best energy in the universe for creating more prosperity. You don't even have to be partnered to make use of this energy. Simply love whatever you're doing or whomever you're with. Everyone has some great talents and abilities. You can love those things about any person while ignoring everything you don't love. Or you can focus on being in love with your own life or your own work. Love makes the world go round in many, many ways, but especially when it comes to prosperity. So invite love into your life and see how much your prosperity increases. Now, next Friday, March 12th, I'll be talking about planting new ideas on the Ides of March. Monday, March 15th is our new moon this month, and it occurs on the Ides of March. This new moon is full of new and unusual ideas that it wants us to plant. So find out how you can plant some new seeds for your own life. And after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to pre-order your new 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. So you can save money while working in harmony with the universe. These are on special now through April 5th. Or call us toll-free to order, to arrange a consultation, or to get a custom timing. You can call us at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.